I thought his focus on the command center to improve our workforce is exactly right. I've heard from numerous businesses who have said their main problem is getting qualified people to do the work that has to be done. And so focusing on having a stronger workforce to fill the skilled positions that people are leaving because they're retiring is so important. And one of the things I really appreciate is that he focused on where the gaps are in our economy. He said Amazon left because we didn't have a strong workforce. Other companies are telling me the same thing. So I know that sometimes individuals want to cut taxes, but what we really need are capable people, talent in our workforce. So the governor didn't mention minimum wage today, although obviously he did earlier in the week. And I know he's committed to raising minimum wage, $12 this year, getting to $15 by 2025. That's extremely important to build the middle class, to get people out of poverty, and to put billions of dollars into the hands of businesses, because you know we know these folks will spend the money once they receive it. So that's extremely important. He mentioned increasing money for public education, including special education, really from K to 12. These are investments we need to make in our young people, in our youth, so that they can be in a position to have opportunities later. I thought that was very important. But his command center idea, I thought, was the hallmark of his presentation this morning. Organizing ourselves in a way that we can enhance our workforce. And he called upon a number of secretaries to get better organized, to work together. That, I think, is a path to the future.